David and Abigail. Samuel died, and all the Israelites came together to mourn for him, and they buried him in his house at Ramah. David got up and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Now, in Maon there was a man who owned land in Carmel called Nabal. He was of the house of Caleb, and he was very rich. Now we're going to read that this man Nabal was not a good man, but he was from the family of Caleb, who was one of the faithful spies, Joshua and Caleb. So it just shows that somebody can be have a good father or a good ancestor, and they turn out bad, and it's the other way round. A bad man can have good children. So you're not automatically believers just because of your mummy or daddy.
And your mummy and daddy shows you what to do.
That's right, but you've got to choose when you're older whether you obey it, whether you follow Jesus or not.
Or you could have a good daddy and a bad son and bad children, or you can have it the other way around.
That's right.
Or you could have a family of same, one which doesn't like someone, which does like something.
So this man Nabal was of the family of Caleb, and he was very rich, and he had a wife called Abigail, and she was wise and beautiful, but Nabal was evil and foolish. So, in the wilderness, David heard that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So he called 10 of his young men and said to them, "Go up to Carmel and greet Nabal from me, and wish him peace to him and his family and all that he has, and remind him that we've not harmed his shepherds while they were shearing near us in Carmel. We didn't steal anything from them. And ask if he could please give us some food." It just shows how desperate David was for food. So the young men came to Nabal, but he said, "Who is Nabal, this
that
son of Jesse?"
You have to get money with.
Well, that's right, and David didn't have any money much at the time. So Nabal said, "And who is this David Jesse? A lot of servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Shall I take my bread and my water and the meat that I kill from my shearers and give it to these men, about whom I know nothing?" So the young men went back and told David. David was furious. "Put on your swords," he said, and David girded his sword on, and 400 men went with David, leaving 200 men behind to look after their goods. One of Nabal's young men told Abigail about what had happened. And he said, "But David's men were very good to us. They never stole anything from us, didn't hurt us, and they defended us all the time we were out shearing the sheep in the fields. And now they're marching against our master. He's such an evil man that nobody can say anything to him." You know what it's like? Some people, you can't say anything to them without them getting crazy. And Nabal was like that. So
instead of just looking at him,
Abigail,
and watching him.
That's right. Abigail quickly took 200 loaves of bread, 2 bottles of wine, 5 sheep, 5 measures of parched corn, 100 bunches of raisins, it's like sultanas, and 200 cakes of figs, and put them on donkeys, and told her servants, "Go ahead of me, and I'll follow you." But she didn't tell her husband, Nabal. As she rode on the donkey, she met David and his men, and she got off from her donkey and fell at David's feet and bowed to the ground before David and said, "Please listen to me. Don't pay attention to this Nabal. He is a fool, like his name means fool. I didn't see the young men whom you sent, but please don't shed blood or avenge yourself on your enemy. The Lord will fight your battles because you are fighting his battles. And in the day of your victory, please remember your handmaid." So she knew that one day Samuel's words about David would come true, and he would be the king. David said to Abigail, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent you here, and blessed be your advice. If you hadn't come, I would truly have killed Nabal and all his family," and that would have included Abigail. He accepted her presence and said, "Go in peace to your own house. I will take your advice." Abigail went back to Nabal, who was having a party. He was so drunk that she didn't tell him anything until the next morning when he was sober. When she told him, Nabal's heart fainted and he became like a stone, and 10 days later, God smote Nabal and he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he praised God and sent for Abigail in order to marry her, because Saul had given David's wife Michal in marriage to another man. When Abigail heard that David wanted to marry her, she bowed her face to the ground and said, "Let me be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord." Well, she might have thought, well, what's the point getting married to a man who's got nothing, even had to ask my late husband for food to eat, and is just out as an outlaw in the wilderness, and all the power of King Saul is against him. But she believed in God's word that one day he would be king. And that's rather like us. We believe that one day Jesus will be king and we will be with him. And yet it might seem in this world that that's a silly thing to believe in, because you can't see Jesus and it all seems as if all the power is with other people.
Yeah, it seems all the people in the world have power already in the kingdom, but you're not only in the kingdom if you love God, you get power.
That's right. When we're in the kingdom, then we will have power. But now, all the people of the world appear to have power. But we've got to be like Abigail and really believe in God's word of promise about the kingdom coming true.